Pink, it's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday morning. Joining us from the city of Elizabethtown, we got Amy Inman and Adam Case here. We're going to be talking about summer camp opportunities, and that's basically almost upon us.
It is. Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good.
Before we talk about all the exciting, super fun things that Adam's getting ready to do for the whole summer, like this is his busy, busy season, we're going to talk a little bit about spring cleanup, which is going on right now in the city of Elizabethtown. Just started on Monday, goes through the entire month of April. This is such an awesome service that the city offers. It is free to the citizens of Elizabethtown. So if you live in the city limits, take, not today because it's going to be bad weather, so maybe look at the inside of your house, but this weekend, the upcoming days, and any debris, junk that's laying around on your driveways or on your back porches, if you've not used it within a year, go on and pull it out to the street. And our public works crew is going to come by. They stay in the, we're divided into areas in the city, and they go through, and they will make probably two laps through the entire city. So pull that out to the curb, and we will take it from you. Any junk, mattresses, anything like that. We don't take hazardous material. We don't take, we do take appliances, but not until the very last week of April, and you have to call the public works number, and I will give that to you guys. Can put it on your social media pages for us. That would be awesome. But it's really a great service for us to spring clean the entire city. It's a really encourage everyone to be a good neighbor, so don't be that person who has a car parked in your yard for the past 3 years or a mattress on your back deck. You know, really spruce everything up. We have in our planning department a property maintenance code, and our code enforcement officer stays really busy. And last year, between March and November, we had over 500 grass clipping complaints, which means that grass was higher than 10 inches, which, you know, no one wants to live next to that. If you take pride in your yard, you want your neighbor to take pride in their yard. So we're encouraging everybody to utilize this service to bring all your junk out for the month of April. You can find out all the details on our Facebook page. You guys will share it for us. That'll be awesome. But it's a great service that the city of Elizabethtown provides for their citizens, and it's a great way to spruce up the entire town.
And you do that. I mean, all you have to do is bring it to the curb.
All you have to do.
I mean, that's little effort.
I love things. My husband says I'm Madam Blueberry from the VeggieTales. Like, I like all the things. He calls me Madam Blueberry often, and because I like all the things. When we pack, I need all the things. But we're trying to not be that. So bring all those stuff. Don't be me. Be better than me. Bring all your junk to the street.
Amy's neighbors are going to be looking and saying, oh, there's her junk going out to
Madam
the curb.
Madam Blueberry. Yeah, there goes Madam Blueberry's things. So don't be like me. Be better than me. But be a good neighbor. Take care of your yard. Take care of your backyard. You know, make it a nice place to look at. So we encourage everyone to join that. You can find out all the information on our social media pages and on Quixie's social media pages, and it will be a great time to be ready for summer. Speaking of summer, we have Adam Case here.
Look at her making a transition.
Nice.
That was so smooth. let's talk about camps, Adam.
All righty. So now for the fun part of the morning meeting.
That's
here.
True.
So first thing I want to talk about that we have coming up, it begins next week, is our Leap into Spring Play series. This, like I said, begins next week. It's great for families not going anywhere for spring break, traveling. We'll have activities planned every day next week, Monday through Friday. We're going to kick the week off with a scavenger hunt on Monday out at American Legion Park, Funtopia. Tuesday, we're doing Read with a Cop out at Freeman Lake at the bandstand. Wednesday, we partnered with the folks over at the State Theater to do a 1 p.m. and a 7 p.m. showing of Minions Rise of Gru. You will need to purchase tickets for that one. You can do so by visiting their website at thestate270.org, or if you're a last-minute person like me, they will sell tickets at the door. On Thursday, we have an Art in the Arboretum craft out at Pritchard Community Center, and then on Friday, we'll end the week off with a bang, and we'll do bingo, and that will also be at Pritchard Community Center. All these programs, other than the movies on Wednesday, will start at 10 a.m. These are not drop-off programs. It's important to note the parents will need to stay with their kids, but a lot of fun stuff planned next week. And then next up that we have coming up is our Swing into Spring Golf Scramble. So this one will be Saturday, April 22nd. That's the morning of, out at Par 3 Golf Course at American Legion Park. Had a lot of fun last year. This year we're going to have prizes for the first place team. We're doing a closest to the pin contest. And then we'll have a prize for the most honest team, which if you don't know what that means already, you'll just have to register to find out, but it will be a lot of fun.
Well, I want to know, this craft that you're doing, is this something that Tricia can do? I know her skill level is not super high.
Very beginner level. We'll be painting pots.
So maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
I'm
thinking teammate.
Tricia could come down and participate with the children.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love
sure.
that.
Is this
I'll
like Elmer's glue and popsicle sticks? Because she could totally do that.
Don't eat the glue.
I'll give her watercolors. Yes, I won't eat the glue. That way she can get it on her. We'll
no
give
acrylics
me an apron.
For her. Yeah.
Yeah.
bring your dad's shirt and wear that like an apron.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for telling us about all the camp stuff and updating us on what's going on with cleaning up and sprucing up E-Town. And it is a great way to make your place look a little better. I felt a little attacked. I felt like she was pointing at me while she was saying all those things.
But...
she was talking about herself and others.
Okay. All right. It's Adam and Amy from the city of E-Town. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.